Few people over the last half century have made an impact on Czech classical music that comes anywhere close to that of the composer Viktor Kalabis, who died on the 28th of September at the age of 83. His work emerges from a great musical tradition that includes Stravinsky and Martinu, and the drama and persuasiveness that we heard in the short extract from his Third Symphony that opened the program is typical for his compositions, combined with a strong sense of inner musical logic. Viktor Kalabis was also a brilliant organizer. The legacy of his 20 years as music director at Czechoslovak Radio that ended in 1972 is felt to this day. He did not have an easy time with the communist regime and had to wait for over 40 years before finally being awarded the title of PhD that he had earned at Prague's Charles University back in 1952. In the years after the Velvet Revolution, he played a central role in setting up the Bohuslav Martinů Institute in Prague, devoted to the legacy of the composer. The institute's current director, Aleš Březina, was a close friend and colleague, and a few days ago we met to talk about the life and work of a man who will be hugely missed.
Viktor Kalabis was one of the most important Czech composers of the 20th century, of the second half. He started to study first composition at the Conservatoire in Prague. So after he studied at the Academy of Music, and he studied also music theory, he starts to write his first definitive works. But at the same time, he decides to enlarge his interest, and he starts piano lessons with Zuzana Ružičková, who is nowadays famous as a harpsichord player of world class.
And their professional relationship developed into something more, didn't it?
Exactly 1 year after the first lesson, they married.
And so it really was love at first sight.
It was love at first touch of the piano and the love at the first hearing of music, especially of Viktor Kalabis' music. 1 year after, he became a professional relationship with Czech Radio, where he worked for more than 20 years.
I think this is probably a good opportunity to listen to something that he did compose maybe at that time. What are you going to suggest?
What about the Piano Concerto No. 1, which was first performed by Zuzana Ružičková and Viktor Kalabis in 1957?
The Piano Concerto No. 1 by Viktor Kalabis. So he started working with Czechoslovak Radio, and this was a very, very fruitful period in his life, wasn't it?
One of his greatest achievements there was also the creation of a competition, an international competition called Concertino Praga. This competition is up to now one of the most important competitions for young musicians all over Europe, and several of the laureates of this competition kept returning to Czechoslovakia even later, so that it created also a very nice relationship between musicians from other countries and Czechoslovakia. If you would ask me, I would mention as my favorite from this time his Symphony No. 3, which was premiered in Münster, and which is one of his best pieces. It was finished exactly at the time when Viktor Kalabis left the Czech radio, and that's a landmark in his life.
So that was part of Victor Kalabis's Symphony No. 3, which he composed in the early 1970s.
From 1972 up to the late 2000, he kept composing, just composing, and that was, I think, the most important part of his life. So in this time, he wrote his 4th and 5th symphonies, and he also wrote several of his string quartets. I would like to mention the series of 6 string quartets Victor Kalabis wrote, because in my view, it's the most outstanding series of string quartets written by a contemporary composer in the second half of the 20th century.
Victor Kalabis's String Quartet No. 5. I'd like to ask you as well about the influences on Victor Kalabis. Where would you place his work in Czech music of the second half of the 20th century?
I would place his music not only in the Czech context, but also in the European one, because he was a well-educated man who spoke several languages fluently and who was interested in everything what happened, also in philosophy and other things. And I would say that his music started where the masters of neoclassicism stopped. His beginnings in the 50s and in the early 60s were deeply influenced by people like Stravinsky and Hindemith and Honegger and Bartok and Martinu, of course. And then I think he started to develop his own language, which is very surprising to me, at least in one term. Everybody who knew Victor Kalabis knew him as a very fun, loving man. You had a very good time with him. But if you listen to his music, most of it is very dramatic and strong, and it has a great impact. So it seems like there were at least 2 personae in him, the well-tempered one with a lot of humor, and the other one very serious and very grave, I would say, quite often very sad and bitter also. But this you can hear only in some of his pieces. This is not how he really was as a person.
To end the program, let's come back to his 50-year marriage with Zuzana Ružičková, who is amazing in herself, not just as one of Europe's most celebrated harpsichordists, but also in her life story, that she, as a teenager, survived the Terezín ghetto, she survived Auschwitz, and went on to have this incredible career as a harpsichordist, and of course she's still alive today. As well as being married for 50 years and obviously being very close, their marriage was also musically very fruitful. Could we perhaps end the program with one of Victor Kalabis's compositions for the harpsichord for Zuzana Ružičková?
I think as a sort of admiration for his wife, Victor Kalabis composed several pieces for her, and he found in her not only a very celebrated harpsichord player, but also a profound specialist on the music of the 20th century, so that Zuzana Ružičková performed his pieces in almost worldwide. And I would mention one of the most elegant pieces he wrote for her, and this is Aquarelles for harpsichord. Zuzana Ružičková played this piece several times, recorded it also several times.
So let's end the program with one of the aquarelles, the third of the three, Allegro Molto. I've been talking about the life and work of Victor Kalabis, who died at the age of 83 on September the 28th, with the director of the Bohuslav Martinů Institute here in Prague, Aleš Březina. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for your interest in the music of Victor Kalabis.